Welcome to this special edition of the Huffites Institute's weekly audio podcast. You're hearing an audio-only portion from the Huffites Discussion. The Huffites Discussion is where we bring leaders in sports medicine and human performance together, give them the microphone for 15 minutes, and have them tell us their big ideas. As I said, you're listening to the audio-only portion. You can go to the website for the Huffites Institute at huffitesinstitute.org and get the full video and check out the speakers' bios. We'll be putting a new one up every 2 weeks. So thank you for downloading us, thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoy. Our speaker this week is Dr. Noah Dean. You may know Dr. Dean from his YouTube videos where he debunks many of the more common exercise gimmicks that are seen on television. You may also know him, but didn't know it, as a stuntman on the NBC series Friday Night Lights. His talk is titled, Avoiding Gimmicks in Health and Fitness, Refusing to Return to the Dark Ages.
Howdy. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, I drove all the way from Midland, Texas. So can I hear some of that Aggie spirit, please? Come on now. Howdy. That's what I'm talking about. I've missed that. In Midland, they don't have a lot of that out there. But I'm very glad to be here. I'm very honored to be here, and I appreciate you showing up. Dr. Lightfoot, I was very happy when he called me. I didn't know what he wanted from me at first, but I'm happy to be here. Preceding giants, the guys that I'm sharing stage with are monstrous in the field. I'm very honored to be here today. All right, I've got a lot to say, and you'll find out very quickly that I talk very quickly, but I'm going to see what I can do here. How many of you have on a power balance bracelet? It's kind of hard for me to see because I got a glare. Don't lie to me. Raise your hands. Be proud. Okay, how many of you have on something similar to a power balance bracelet, a fighting necklace, one of those magnetic bracelets? You're going to have to get out of your bubble with me. I'm telling you that right now. So raise your hands if you got one on. Okay, how many of you own one? Okay. All right. Good. All right. Well, I'm going to be very honest. I have faith in the power balance bracelet. I believe it helps you improve your balance. And despite what you think you know about it, I want to do a demonstration, and you can kind of hold back for a moment. And I'm going to demonstrate that, in fact, it does work in improving balance. I've got a model. Her nickname is Kim Kardashian. We call her Michelle. Come on up, Michelle. Y'all give her a round of applause, guys. Come on now. All right. Thank you very much. Okay, now, Michelle, I have with me a power balance bracelet here, and I briefly talked through the protocol with her, but I didn't divulge anything that would hinder the results of our trials here. So if you don't mind, Michelle, whenever you're ready, I'm going to keep the power balance bracelet well away from you, okay? I want you to raise your one foot off the ground, maintain your balance, hold your arms laterally, and I'm simply going to push down on your arms. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, do your best to maintain your balance as I push down on your arm. Okay. All right. You're trying your best, correct?
Yep.
I know you are, Kim. All right, let's go again. Let's try one more time. Come on. All right, do your best now. Oh. Okay. All right, are you ready? Here we go. Push again. Oh, very good. Okay, one more trial. Are you ready? All right, let's see. Take your time. Take your time. Whenever.
Focus,
yeah, the focus. Right, the focus. Okay, good. All right, whenever you're ready. Are you ready? Maintain your balance. Okay, see what happened. What happened? Okay.
I'm thinking about it.
I know, don't know. Just relax. You're done. You're done. The audience knew, but you did not know that on the second trial, I held this bracelet very close
get
to you.
Out.
I know I did. Did I not? And the other two, I had the bracelet behind me.
Really?
I swear. Now, let me ask you a question. Did I do anything different between the three trials?
No.
No, but yet on the second trial, when the bracelet was next to you, you were able to maintain your balance.
Right.
So I want your feedback here. Does it seem like perhaps there's some validity to the power balance bracelet? Does it? I mean, does it not? Of course it does. Okay, of course it does. Well, I was lying to you. I do not believe in the power balance bracelet whatsoever. I would like to expose to you what I just did, the difference there. If you don't mind, Kim Kardashian, Michelle, please raise your hands back up where they were. You don't have to stand on one leg. What I did was, when I pushed down against her, when I'm pushing down, Michelle cannot feel me make very subtle pulls and pushes laterally. So what I'll do is I'll push down to get her attention on me pushing downward, and then I will pull her off of her balance if I want her to fall. But if I want her to maintain her balance, I will keep her balanced. So I'll push down. If she begins to fall, I will push against the direction she's falling and I will keep her balanced. I will only do so when the bracelet is next to her. You understand? Thanks. Mm-hmm. You did an excellent job. Thank you, Michelle. You can leave. Now, yes, I did fib to you. I don't believe in the power balance bracelet. It's complete trash. Now, the way that I got interested in this, I did the rock and roll half marathon in San Antonio. Any of y'all ever been a part of that? You should. Anyways, I went to the expo and I saw they had a little expo and these guys were selling these bracelets. And I didn't really know how they were doing it, but I knew there was something fishy. And I sat there and watched and observed as they continually, person after person, deceived them and made a lot of money doing it. And it kind of got me upset and got a little annoyed because I was a kinesiology professor at the time. And I teach against that. I teach against deception. I had taught truth, and I felt like they were really trying to go against me. And then I thought more, have we always been so gullible? We as a culture, as people, have we always been so gullible? Well, I didn't know at the time, and so hence the title of my presentation, I found out that when I did research back, yes, we have always been gullible. Always. In fact, there are two superstitions to share with you. They were just too intriguing for me not to share with you. In the middle and dark ages, if someone had freckles, it was thought that during a rainy day, they could go to a cemetery, a quite eerie place, take water off of a tombstone and rub it on the freckles, and the freckles would go away. Maybe you can try it. I doubt it will work. This next one is very interesting to me. Teething in infants can be a very uncomfortable process. If you are a parent, you know that it can be even more uncomfortable for the parents. So what it was thought that in order to make the teething process easier, at the first sign of the first tooth, you should reach back and slap the kid in the face. I'm not making this up. It's ridiculous, is it not? But I think we've come a long way, don't you? I want to show you my table of goodies. Some people might reference them as not so goodies. You may recognize some of these. You probably can't see because you're way up there. But I want to share with you what do you have. I've got Skechers Shape-Ups. I'm not even going to ask how many of you own a pair of Shape-Ups. I've got a Shake Weight. A Lipozine. Nicorette Gum. Aeroshot. I don't know what that's called. It's some sort of energy thing. Antidepressant pills, a fighting necklace, an energy shot, 5-hour energy, an iRenew bracelet, a diet Dr. Pepper, an Absonic that shoots electricity through your abdominals, a California Beauty Slim and Lift garment you can put on. You can instantly look 10 to 20 pounds lighter, and you get a butt in the process. and a power balance bracelet. Now, it would be unfair for me to say that all of these products and products similar to these are completely useless. I think that to some degree, some of these products might have their place in supplementation of someone really trying to improve themselves. However, to some degree or another, all of these products represent to me the illusion of a crutch. What is a crutch? If someone injures themselves, their foot, their knee, their ankle, they might get a crutch. Why? Because it's something they can lean on. It's something they can put their faith in. It's something that they believe will help them reach goals that they want to reach because they feel inadequate to some degree. And is that to be expected? Are we inadequate? In many ways, yes. But what worries me more, the fact that we perceive these as illusions, and by the way, the reason I say an illusion of a crutch is because oftentimes they are exactly that. They may appear like something we can depend on, something we can put our faith in, something that will help us get from point A to point B, something that will help us get from who we are to who we want to be. But if they are an illusion, if they are fake, oftentimes, just like with the real crutch, we can end up worse off than when we started. But what worries me most is that their popularity, they're in such high demand, that represents to me we have a general nationwide lack of self-confidence. We've all heard that. You've got to be confident, blah, 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 blah. You can do anything your mind set your mind to. We've heard that 1,000 times. But I believe we are at a level that is far below where it should be with confidence. But it's really no surprise. Let me read this to you. Let's see here. The shake weight. Shake your way to firm and fabulous arms and shoulders in just 6 minutes a day. How many of you would like firm arms and shoulders? Of course you would. 6 minutes a day, that sounds like a plan. The iRenew bracelet. I am not making this up, guys. This says experience iRenew and live your life to the fullest. It's funny, but it's extremely disheartening. And this goes on and on and on and on and on. I want to read this. I was in Walmart because I wanted to buy a 5-hour energy for my goodie table today. And I looked to my left, and I hadn't planned to go extensively on this, but I'll go kind of fast here with this. I looked over, and this was the first thing I saw. Women's World Magazine. Wine extract cures fat belly syndrome. No energy? Supercharge your caffeine boost with popcorn. Lose 40 pounds on the 21-day fast that melts resistant fat. Fruit juice that heals aching knees. The $2 scented candle proven to lower stress. Guys, the last one. Yummy! Exclamation point. Treat yourself to a cookie dough float. It's funny, guys, but it's a problem. There is not much more that I'm more convinced of than we as a nation, as a people, are significantly underestimating our own capability. Day in and day out, we're looking for crutches, something we can lean on, when the truth is, the only limits we have are the limits we impose on ourselves, in all categories, not just fitness, education, everything, across the board. I think there's only one answer. In fact, British speaker and author Ed Robinson uses a word a lot to say what needs to happen in America, and I think that it only suffices here as well. And that is simply the idea. Well, if I can show you my idea, just a moment. A revolution. You've heard a lot. Revolution is defined as a sudden and pervasive change. Ladies and gentlemen, obesity prevalence, diabetes, heart disease, depression, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think we can all agree that there is nothing more we need in this nation than a sudden and pervasive change. Not this, but this and this. But the problem with this and this is there's no profit in it. People can't make money off telling you you're capable without products. We are a profit-driven society, profit at all cost, pun intended. So that's why the messages of these products will continue despite me telling you you're capable on your own. That's why we need this revolution. A revolution of what? A revolution in our state of mind. We need a revolution. We need a sudden and pervasive change in our state of mind. But we need a catalyst. We need a detonator for this, do we not? Something so large. Well, that detonator, let me get my slideshow, is a realization. We need an epiphany. Epiphany is defined as a sudden realization. We need an epiphany of how capable we are. People will approach me with various problems, and they'll say, I've tried this, this, and this, often listing products such as these. And I'll say, what about looking in the mirror? That's the only product you need. You just need to change your state of mind. You need an epiphany. But even that requires a catalyst. An epiphany itself requires a detonator. And that detonator, in my humble opinion, is an education. See, I can tell you all day that you're capable, but the fact is you have to believe it. And believing comes with often facts, statistics. If I can show you and prove to you that you are capable, you might have a realization. But showing you and telling you and proving to you is simply education. You understand where I'm going with this? So we have to have this catalyst. We have to have a revolution. Our nation, in many ways, is falling apart. And I believe that a sudden and pervasive change is all we need. If you haven't heard anything I've said, please listen to the following statement. And I wish I could go on for hours. I know you're glad that I can't. But I want to make one simple comment here. The only way to really achieve your full potential in whatever aspect of your life is to understand what it's like to succeed on nothing but your own unbridled willpower. not this. Thank you for your time. Have a
good job, Noah.
Thank you.
We got a couple of questions from
yes,
the audience.
Sir. Yes, sir.
You talked there at the end about education. What are some simple steps that the public can take to assure themselves that they're not buying a lot of hype?
That is an excellent question. I think one of the biggest problems is that we are lacking the will to be critical thinkers. For example, the protocol that I did telling you about the power balance bracelet, it's very easy to believe that it works. I mean, is it not? It's very easy to believe that products like that work when you see a demonstration. But I want us to be critical thinkers. I want us to sit back and ask questions. I think we should seek answers from people who are not trying to get us to buy something.
So people that don't have a profit in mind.
Thank you very much. Right. If they have nothing to lose and they still say it works, then we can listen a little bit more intently.
I had one more question here from David F., from actually here in the auditorium. And he had a great question. He said, well, maybe these things just work as placebos. If they work as placebos, do they work better if they cost more money?
The placebo response is absolutely amazing. And in fact, the education part of this, I would encourage all of you to do a little bit of research into the placebo response. The placebo response to me is just evidence of how capable we really are. Mm-hmm. I talk about how we are powerful. That's proof to me that we are powerful, and it's so profound. Now, if you pour money into it, more money into it, I guess it depends on how much you value money, on how drastic that placebo response may be. But the fact is, ask yourself a question. If someone is improving because of a power balance bracelet, and we know it's a placebo response, do we tell them? Or do we let them go on succeeding? My argument is you do tell them, because I want them to realize, I want them to have an epiphany of how truly capable they are without the product.
You know, you're undermining most of the pharmacological industry here in the United States.
Sorry.
Yeah. Join me in thanking Dr. Dean for his time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We want to thank you for downloading us and listening. And remember that you can go to our website at huffeyesinstitute.org to download the full video podcast of all of these talks. We want to remind you that our institute and these podcasts are supported by the Huffines family and the Omar Smith family. We hope that you have an active and healthy week.